Ervin, Perek Yud, Mishnah Yud. In the last Mishnah, Mishnah Tes, we had Agav, something about Boina. About Boina Derabana, where you stick something into a wall or a Muktzah, a Delos of a Muktzah. So over there, the reason why that came in Agav was three Tvachim off the ground, which came in Agav, the Halachas of Haitzah, of Tiltla. So now we're going to have Vaiter Halacha of Boina. There's going to be several Mishnayos over here that discuss the Gedarm of Boina, and a Hagdom is in place. As a general rule, Sugis in Masecha Shabbos, Binyan on Shabbos obviously is a Malacha Deraisa. The Shir of Boina is a Mishnah Mefureshes, that even adding on a minuscule amount, that means you have a stone wall and you cement on a mashu onto that wall. Doesn't have to be any specific size. Yoivan a malacha deraisa of boina. That being said, midrabbonon, a binyan arai is mutter. It has to be a binyan that has some permanence. A binyan shel kavua. The shell is how long the shear of kavua has to be. That's not for now. But a binyan of arai is definitely only midrabbonon. A binyan of arai, they were matir, since it's only derabbanan, when it's a tosefes binyan. We just gave the example of a wall that exists and you add it on a mashu, it's a tosefes, onto a binyan, that's also midaraisa. A binyan arai, which is midarabbanan, hoisofa onto oil arai, that they were matir. A very good example would be, if it rains on Sukkis, on Shabbos, or on Yom Tov, pulling down the shlak, is a hoisofa on an oil aray, that's why it's mutter to pull down. Certain carriages also, if you want to look at it as a binyan, but without going further afield. Lemaisa, it's not as simple as that. Chazal say that in certain cases where it's mamish nir kibayna, even though it's a binyan of aray, even a hoisofa onto a binyan aray will be also. One of the cases is a door. And they would stick in what was called a neger. A neger is like a wood, a long piece. And it goes in, it's held in place by a piece of metal. And it keeps the door bolted in, and it would go into the ground. They have such locks where you take a metal lock and it goes into, instead of just going into the door, it goes in the front of the door down into a hole in the ground. It's attached to the door and it holds the door firmly shut. So sticking in a straight piece of wood looks like you're adding on that piece of wood to bolt that door shut, turn it into a wall. It has a gevissa tzur of boina, chazal would be geyser. But if there's something about it that's clearly defined as just a bolting the door, but it's not a piece of wood stuck in, it's derech shimushi, where you could see that you're going to open and close it, so there they will matter. What defines it as something which you don't see as a piece of wood being stuck into a wall? So we have a few examples in the next few Mishnayos. Neger sheyesh b'roshe glustra. A neger is a long piece of wood, and it was, like we say, stuck in, and it would hold that door in place. Sheyesh b'roshe glustra. It's not a flat piece of wood, not a board. You have a long piece of wood. It's not just long and thin. Picture like a broomstick, which is uniformly thin and long. But it has on the edge, it has like a bowl on top, or it has a rounded part on top, and it's really used in a press, or it's used what's called a machdeshes of pilpul, b'lashna gemara. It's used to clap spices into smaller pieces. It's like a mortar and a pestle part of. So you can see very clearly that it has a tzura of a kli, and because of that, it doesn't look like it's being stuck in the door in any permanent way, like a piece of lumber. Not a piece of lumber, it looks like a kli. So Reb Lezer holds that kishala atzmoi would still be awesome. Reb Yossi holds that since it's doimel kli, it does not have a tzura of binyan. It's clearly not being nizbatl via la'oilom. And because of that, it's not awesome. Now the Gemara introduces a whole other element over here. And that is that the piece of wood, if it was stuck in the door, would still be awesome. We're talking here about a piece of wood that's tied to the door. If there's a thick rope holding on to this piece of wood, which is the lock, which is used to jam the door into place, a thick rope clearly defines it as something that, you know, you're going to leave it hanging from the door. You're going to open, close, open. It's clearly not a permanent. It doesn't have a tzura of binyan. What we're talking about over here, it has a thin string. Samuel, it's not so nicker that it's something to be meant to hang on the door. It's a piece of lumber. A piece of lumber you're adding to the door, okay? Has a tzur of boina. Also, what is it attached to? It's attached to the door. There's two ways. You could attach it to the door, or you could attach it to the like a piece that's hanging out of the door. Attaching it to the door makes it more clearly something that's swinging with the door, and it's clearly not a tzur of bnia. Mashenkin, if it's attached to the doorstep, it looks like it's a piece of lumber that's being added on. So yeah, you attach it with a rope, but it's not yet mafkit midei tzuras bnia. So you need both, and on that there's a machlokes. Reb Elazar oisiv Reb Yosi mater. Amar Reb Eliezer, ma'ase b'kneses shebetveria. The meister in the shul in Tveria, sheyinoyegim boy heter, at shebo Rabban Gamliel vaskenim vaosu lohen. They thought it was mutter. They thought it doesn't have a tzur of bnia, and chachmisok derledo Rabban Gamliel vaskenim osu lohen. As far as I know of, we don't have any mamori chazal gerad about Rabban Gamliel being in Tveria. Rabban Gamliel lechayra, the first Rabban Gamliel hazokin was in Yerushalayim. The second Rabban Gamliel was in Yerushalayim until the Churban, then thereafter in Yavne. Or maybe we have some evidence of him being in Lud. B'nei Brak, we have the Chachom that were there by the Seder. But we don't have Tveris in a whole different part of Eretz Yisrael. Aber von deswegen steht in the Mishnah that Rabban Gamliel v'askenim also learned, they got a psak. Maybe Rabban Gamliel heard about it, he didn't see it. Rabbi Yosi Oimer Isser Noagubo. Rabban Gamliel v'askenim v'itilan. He says the mice was mamash vaket. They were machmir. Rabban Gamliel v'askenim said it's okay. So we have a machlek stanoim that's related to what was the mice of the chachomim two daris before them. On a side note, by the way, we have the Gersa by us in the Mishnah is Reb Eliezer. It's unusual to have a machlokes between Reb Eliezer and Reb Yosi. Reb Yosi stam Mishnah. Reb Yosi is Reb Yosi Aglili. From the Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva, Reb Eliezer is Reb Eliezer and Reb Yeshua, the Rabbeim of Rabbi Kiva. So you're talking about it, machlokes between Tanaim, two days apart from each other. The Mefarshim say over here that the right girsa over here, you look at the Melech HaShleima, is Reb Elozor. Reb Elozor in the Mishnah is Reb Elozor Metshamu, who is again one of the five Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva. So Chachmei Yisrael, Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva, Reb Yosi and Reb Elozor had a machlokes about a Maisa that was not from the Rabbeim, not from Rabbi Kiva. It was from the door before that of Rabban Gamliel and his contemporaries, Bistam Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua are contemporaries all over Shas. He was the Nosi and they were the Chachmei HaTorah together. But the Machlokes over here is between two Tanoim of two Dairis later. So just to summarize, if the pole over here that's being stuck in has a tzura of a Kli, that's when there's a discussion. With a stamped piece of lumber would be awesome. If it's tied with a thick rope, it's clearly defined as not a piece of lumber. It's defined as part of the door that's coming in and coming out. It's there to swing on the door. So that would be mutter. Where it's a thin string and it's attached to the door, that's when there's a machlokes between the tanoim over here. And now we're on to the next Mishnah. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Neger HaNigror. To pick up what we explained in Mishnah Yud, we're talking over here, Neger HaNigra means the stick is a stick, and it does not have a tzur of a kli, it does not have Beroyshe Glustra. It's also Nigra in the fact there's a long string, and because of that, it's not hanging on the door and going back and forth, which has a tzur of more of a Hisofa on the door, but it's not a Bnia. We're talking over here, but it has a long string, and it lies on the ground. So mamash has a tzur of a piece of lumber and you're sticking it. So it's worse than the Mishnah before. It should be also. It is tied on well. Either it's tied to the door properly, so it looks like it's part of the door, or it's tied with a good solid rope. For Deswegen, it should still be also because it doesn't have a tzur of a kli, and therefore the halacha is that it is also. But here we're introduced to another halacha. And that's that even when something should be awesome in the Rabbanon, Noelim Boy Bamigdosh. You're allowed to do it in the Migdosh. That door is in the Beis HaMigdosh, the front door of the Ulam. and vice versa, they put in something like this. But Bamigdash, you're allowed to do it because we have a klal, ein shvus Bamigdash. Where we say that there are no shvusim in the Migdash, which shvusim, which gzeris there are bonon, we could bypass Bamigdash, and we're not, is going to be the subject now of a bunch of halachas over here in the end of the Seches Ervin. Noelim boy Bamigdash, avaloy Bamedinu. Avaloy Bamedinu. Bamedina, anything out of the base of Migdash, we have exactly like we explained. This has a tzura of Hoysof as Binyin, and because of that, they asked it. Vihamunach, the next halach is that it's completely detached from the door. It's Mamish Hoysof. It doesn't have a tzura of a kli, and it's Mamish has a tzura of Hoysof on the Binyin. Over there, they weren't matter. And therefore, Kan Vikan also, even Bamigdash would be also. Reb Yehuda Oim, Reb Yehuda's Mekel. Hamunach mutter bamigdosh, he downgrades one step. Even the munach, where it's completely detached, over there, so it's only a shus, and therefore mutter bamigdosh. Vehanigra, the one that is attached, and it drags along the door, but it doesn't look like it's part of the door, because it has a long string, it doesn't have a tzur of a kli. Bamedina, that one is mutter, since it drags along the door, that's also mutter. Now there's a shver Rashi over here, Rashi, in the Mishnah over here, and it's even more nicker in Rashi and Shabbos of Kuf Chavov Omer Aleph in the Sugis of Boina. Rashi seems to learn a Bedas HaChachomim that this that Bamunach is Osir is because it's Takam Malacha Derai. So he holds that if it, the piece of wood is not attached at all and then it's stuck in the door, that's Mamish Boina Derai. The reason why Rashi holds that way is because if it was only midrabanon, so how do the chacham get away from the klal of ein shvus bamigdash? Why hamunach kan v'kanos? It must be that it's also midaraisa. The way we explained is based on the Ritva. The Ritva learns up over here. He brings it b'shat b'shitas teisvus and teisvus and afkuv beis. It's other rishonim in other places. That for sure nothing over here is deraisa. It's something that since this piece of wood is something that you're going to take out and you're going to put it back in, you're going to take it out again. Havat that doesn't have a tzuras b'niyah deraisa. It's only midrabanan, except that there are certain shvusim b'amigdash that will not matter where it looks more like a malacha. Where it's mamish a mechzik a malacha. Not just it'll bring to something, and that might be by the way the pshat in ein shvus b'amigdash is that in the migdash they're more careful. Kahanim zvizim heim, the Loshon of Chazal. Mokum HaMikdash is a place where people are not going to be nichshol, so therefore they didn't have to be geyser as much. So certain things that have more of a tzura of a malacha, they would be geyser on. L'maisa, the way the Gemara comes out, Maskonis HaSug and Daf Kuv Beis, it's in Shulchan Aruch and Simashin Yud Gimel, is that this nigra, which is the munach, I mean, which is mamish, an extra piece of lumber, that would be also, according to Rashi, it's also because of Midaraisa, and that will pass in that way. According to Tosfos, since it's Mamish Nira, Kimalacha, so it's a Shvus Chomer, they weren't Mat, not Bamigdash, and not Bamedina. That would be the Halacha L'maisa.